Last week, a Japanese court awarded the inventor of the blue LED, or light-emitting diode, you know, those tiny lights like at the end of a keychain, over $8 million for his invention, a piddling amount for an invention worth about $600 million. Why such a fuss over a blue light? For decades, the electronics industry sought the holy grail of a blue LED. Red and blue ones have been available for years at pennies apiece, but engineers found blue impossible to make. Combine red, green, and blue, and you can make any color, and thus devices like the huge television screen in New York's Times Square. These LEDs may even end the 100-year reign of Edison's incandescent bulb. Although a wonder of the 19th century, it's simply too inefficient for our age, giving off much of its energy as heat. Not true of the tiny LEDs that run cold. All this was only promised, though, until a self-described country boy working in an obscure chemical company made the key breakthrough. Not a country boy from Texas or Louisiana, but from Tokushima, Japan. Shuji Nakamura knew that for years large electronic firms failed to make blue LEDs, but this didn't deter him. He worked for 10 years, 7 days a week, 12 hours a day, to perfect a blue LED. His bosses complained, asking him to drop the project, noting that the big players in the field couldn't even make one. Undeterred, Nakamura succeeded. As a result of his work, Nishiya Chemical sold $580 million worth of these blue LEDs. They in turn gave Nakamura a mere $165 bonus. And then he did a very un-Japanese-like thing. He sued his employer. Japanese corporations rarely share profits or patent rights with their engineers and scientists, but last year a Japanese court ordered a food manufacturer to pay an inventor $1 million, and it forced Hitachi to also shell out over $1 million to an engineer. And in mid-January 2005, the Tokyo High Court approved a settlement that paid Nakamura, the inventor of the blue LED, a record $8.1 million. Don't read this yet, though, as a great change. Mr. Nakamura wasn't satisfied with this amount. He wanted the $200 million awarded him by a lower court, but when it was turned over on appeal, his lawyer advised him to take the offer, since the probability of winning the suit was zero. The biggest winner of all might be America. Mr. Nakamura now works at the University of California, Santa Barbara, and he advises Japanese scientists and engineers to, quote, come to America where their abilities are reflected in their income.